Now, we are seeing red for today's GeoQuiz. Ginger, carrot top, copper penny. These are just a few of the nicknames given to redheads. Today we're looking for a place that was a sea of scarlet this past weekend. The first weekend in September brings thousands of flame-headed folk to the city in the southern Netherlands. This year, 4,000 gathered in this fortified city. You need to be quick to locate the annual Redhead Days Festival. Our answer's coming up in just a hair. Maybe that was four or five hairs. Anyway, you had to be fast. The place where thousands of redheads gathered this past weekend? Well, it's in the Dutch city of Breda, B-R-E-D-A. And Mike Claussen is the press coordinator for this festival. What shade of red is on your head?
I think it's a blonde reddish.
A blonde reddish, but you still qualify, Mike?
Yes, I'm qualified. Okay. Perfectly qualified.
Now, what is it that you and others do to deserve a festival for people with red hair?
We exist less and less every year.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that happens. The race redheads is slowly getting extinct.
How common is it for someone to be a true redhead?
Well, here in the Netherlands, there's only 2.4% natural redheads. So it's not that common here anymore. But if you go to, for instance, I think it's Scotland, they have the highest rating. So they have about 11.5% redheads.
What is the festival all about? What happens during it?
Well, there are a lot of gatherings of redheads around the world, but somehow we managed to set up the biggest one there is in the world. There's a lot of photo shoots going on, and there's a lot of fashion events going on. There's a fashion show. You can get clothing advice. You can get color advice for mostly the ladies. There's some music, and of course, there's the thousands of redheads that set the atmosphere. There's readings about red hair or about the pale skin that we redheads usually have. There's a famous dermatologist who speaks at our festival every year. He tells people detailed information about the skin, human skin, and what we as redheads are missing in our skin, for instance.
Actually, this is pretty important as well, not just for cosmetic sake, but also for health sake.
Yeah, our skin is very light, and we need to protect it extra compared to the normal folks. How should I call them? The non-redheads.
The non-redheads, yes. The poorer among us. what's your own favorite part of the festival, I wonder?
Well, every year we try to set up a big photo shoot in the park, which is in Breda. And we try to make like the biggest picture we can every year. And this year we made it official because we wanted to set a record. So we got some Guinness Book of World Records people in, and we did it. It's 1,255 now. It's not as much as we hoped to, but still, it's a new record, and that was, for me, the best moment there is.
Where did you grow up yourself, Mike?
I grew up in a little town called Uden. I started studying in Breda when I was 16, and I still live here. I stayed here.
Was there anything kind of noteworthy about your red hair as you were growing up?
If you're talking about being teased and called names, that happens. That did happen, but somehow it disappeared. I think because we're sort of getting extinct, I think it's getting more special, and fewer and fewer people will be teasing redheads somehow. I don't know how it happens, but it's just not that interesting anymore, I think.
Really nice to talk to you. Mike Claussen, who's the press coordinator for the Redhead Days Festival, which just happened this weekend in the place that's the answer to our GeoQuiz, Breda in the Netherlands. Thank you very much, Mike.
You're welcome.